And just like that, we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego, Episode 3.
See, teamwork. Hey, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube and listening via your favorite podcast app, that's, I had to hold up the fingers so you can see which one it was. But, you know, that's what we do. Teamwork, teamwork.
It sucks. It's like three, and I'm just thinking, like, how many more episodes we got to watch?
A whole lot. Because, you know what? We thought they were going to speed through this a little bit more. And what they do, you know, well, we'll get to that in a little bit as to how they delayed one of the weddings and made it. Now it's going to go over four episodes. Like, Jesus, I thought we were slowing this down or speeding this up. No, they're still slowing it down. Before we get into the couples, though, I have a question for you, because I really need to know how much they charged James Allen for the product placement in these first three episodes, because they've never given the engagement ring in advance. And all of a sudden, you know, oh, he sent you a gift. Oh my God, it's a diamond ring. And somebody go, no, it's the engagement ring.
Well, here's my question is, do they pay James Allen, or does James Allen, like, I'm gonna give you these five diamonds for this type of advertising because it's huge. And then also, is it your ring permanently? Or, because, you know, it's not often that a guy just goes and picks out a ring without her opinion. So is it like, hey, you're going to have this ring. If y'all stay together, then we'll help you get the ring that you really want.
Right. And think about it. So the James Allen rings, you probably look at $5,000 to $10,000. So even that's five, that's, if you say, let's just go with the lower end and go $5,000, right? And you go, okay, so here's what it is, $5,000 a ring. And then if the wedding band, so you're talking about another thousand, so let's say 6,000, right? That's five of them. That's $30,000. Well, I'm sure they made them because they know how big this franchise is. Now they go, okay, so we'll credit you that 30,000 that you're giving us, but the other 70 that you're going to pay us for all this product placement, because there's a lot of product placement. Because when they went searching for the rings, you know, you went to James Allen, the red box. Anybody who's bought from James Allen recognizes that red box. Everything they did, they gave them a lot of product placement in these first three episodes. And you know there's more to come because one of these weddings still hasn't happened yet.
I've never heard of James Allen until season 15.
Married you have not sight. Proposed yet.
No, I've not heard of James Allen. I thought every kiss began with K. I thought people still went to K Jewelers. I guess not. I guess I'm out of the.
You know, when you had to go in the mall, yes, you would kiss with K. but when you got to shop online, you shop with J.
I'm gonna take my boo to Things Remembered. This is where we're going. I'm gonna get you a letter opener with your name engraved.
Yeah, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And flip it over for yes. Oh, Jesus. Let's get to these couples, man. Start with Kristen and Mitch. And the first thing I thought was they matched them perfectly because she's nuts for waiting to tell her dad until the day of the wedding. And let's be honest, he's just nuts.
You know, this episode, I had some ups and downs. There are moments where I'm like, I could see this. And then I have moments where I'm like, this is not going to work out. And I'm predicting Mitch is going to be the evil one of this show.
Of course.
He's going to be the hated because the way he was nitpicky about how well Kristen was dressed, you know, I like a more natural look. I'm like, you just better come out in like flip-flops and some, you know, Daisy Dukes and a organic t-shirt. You know, or some Toms, wearing some Toms instead of like dress shoes. I mean, it's a wedding. Yeah, she has all this makeup.
Happy when you took your heels off.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, when you're getting into bed.
What's your deal? And so I don't think that he's all that, which is weird. She's an attractive girl.
Yes.
But I don't think he's all that attracted to her. And I think he's hoping to feel some dynamite spark, but I think he's probably going to derail the whole thing. But Kristen needs therapy. She needs therapy bad.
She definitely does. I thought this when she said, how could she said, to her dad that his blessing is very important to her. But you tell him right before the wedding that you're getting married?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not only that. She's still emotionally hung up over what happened 4.5 years ago.
Right.
And then when she got the ring from Mitch and she's telling her friends that her ex, he put the ring on her card. And then when they broke up, he wasn't going to pay it. So she had to pay it off. I'm like, not only did you pay for your whole wedding.
Yes.
You paid savings. Off the ring.
Yes.
I'm like, who does that? Ladies, if he wants to marry you, mm-hmm. wait till he saves up the money to buy you the ring. Don't mm-hmm. put it on your credit card.
Right.
Because that's just crazy. But I really think that Kristen just wants to be married. Like, it's not about who it is. They could have put me up there and should have been like, okay, we kissing. She would have done that to me or anybody.
Yeah. Well, the way she said that, yeah, we kissing, sounded like she'd been kissing some brothers before. So she wouldn't be too, she'd be like, oh yeah, Terrell, bring it in. Bring it in.
Hey, big head. Come on in here.
I will say, you know, you're right, though. The ups and downs, especially with this couple, you know, with Kristen and Mitch the Bitch, you know, the things that we notice is this, is that, you know, they made two beach lovers, you know. I think they very much made them, they saw these two, these two are aligned. They both go to the beach exactly 5 days a week. They both would love that. I'm just waiting for this train to derail because you know it's going to. Because this man apparently is not happy that she's wearing deodorant. I mean, I don't know what the hell he wanted. How did he, like you said, how did he expect her to walk down the aisle in a bikini top? I mean, what the hell?
Patchouli oil, some Toms, some shorts, and a t-shirt she made by hand with sustainable fabric.
Did you notice? When he met her mom, it seemed like he was more into her mom than her. Because he was like, oh, you know, I was like, oh, my God, is that my wife? And the mom just seemed uncomfortable. And then, and I chalked it up at first to nerves.
Mm-hmm.
But then the mom seemed uncomfortable. And he couldn't stop. And then when she said, so what'd you think of my daughter? I mean,
Well, and here's the other thing, and this is the judgy Scorpio in me coming out. Mm-hmm. Anytime I hear anybody say, you know, for me, it's not about title and paychecks and all that. I just want to make sure that I'm doing something. Just say you're broke.
Yeah.
Just say I'm broke and money's not that mm-hmm. important to me. I plan to just make enough to get by. Right. Where Kristen's going to want to go do some stuff. I mean, I'll just mm-hmm. just say you're broke. That's all I hear when someone says that. You know, it's not about titles and this, you know, I want to make sure I'm making a difference. And you can make a difference and still have a title and make good money. You can totally mm-hmm. do that. But if you don't want to do that, just say, hey, you know what? Money's not important to me. I want to make just enough to get by. And I'm good with that.
Right.
Just say that.
And then her mom could go, that's great. After these 90 days, we up. Or was it six, eight? After these 8 weeks, this is going to be done because she's not sticking around for this crap.
Right. You can recycle all you want. Nope. Not gonna happen.
But you're not gonna recycle these drawers.
Victoria's Secret again? Why?
Well, I washed it.
He'd probably be the one to only buy her edible underwear. Because that way she can wear it. And then you can also eat it. So you're not being wasted. It's not being wasted.
At all.
Yeah.
Facts. As we move on to Lindy and Miguel. I don't know if you thought this, but I did. It was kind of dope that her first slow dance, it's so romantic, Disney princess romantic, her first slow dance is with her husband. Bring.
No.
I knew you wouldn't think
no.
so.
No. I was just like, goodness, they're going to have such a... It'd be like being 40 and dating a virgin.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It'd be like someone who's never kissed, never did anything. It's all is going to be kind of weird. And so for her, that, I mean, her background's her background. This is her first dance. But mm-hmm. I don't look at that as dope. I look at that as, man, you're going to have an uphill battle in some things, Miguel.
Now, let's be fair. Just because she's a virgin doesn't mean she's never done anything. And see,
wait,
now she may
is
actually
she a
be
virgin?
A virgin. Yeah, she's a virgin. I think she said she was a virgin. She was a virgin, and then Justin was celibate. And she's a virgin, and an actual virgin, and not like the one, I've never done this before. Not one of those.
No, I don't think that when you say she hasn't done anything, I don't think that she's like these, you know, teenagers that are like, if we do it in the butt, it's not real. I'm still a virgin. It's not sex, you know, or I'll do oral, but we can't do have sex until I'm married. I don't think that's the case for her. So who knows? You know, like I said, Miguel's going to have some uphill road to toe, but at least their personalities are a good fit. Mm-hmm. I like Lindy. I think her personality is pretty good. I like Miguel. What I tripped out on is Miguel just getting tongue-tied when her brother was like, do you have a relationship with God? Well, you know, whatever. Just say, no, I don't. I don't go to church. Yeah, I respect Lindy's the fact that you do.
Lindy's brother was like, fuck social norms. He dove right into religion. Let's talk about it. Yes, that's my jugular.
Yeah. He's just, because you got whether it's Allah, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Yah. Just say, no, I don't really practice or believe in organized religion, but I respect the fact that you do. Next question.
So that right there, first of all, that's that you can tell this guy has done HR and he understands how to get straight to the point, because that's where people get in trouble with these long ass answers trying to explain things away. Look, you got to treat it like you're in court. Answer the question. That's it. Anything more, you're getting yourself in trouble. You're just digging a deeper hole. And you're right. That's exactly what Miguel should have done, right? But think about it. He's kind of an idiot because he's got that nervous energy because when he goes, I'm not going to tell you you're pretty because you know you're pretty. And to his credit, because since we're recording this the day after, I did get a chance to watch the after party. And he said he felt really bad about saying that to her. Yeah, that was pretty stupid to say in the moment. I'm not going to tell you you're pretty. Are you crazy? It's your wife. She's an attractive woman. Tell her that.
Well, that's that elementary school deal where if a boy hits you, that means he likes you. Mm. You're not going to say anything nice, because if you don't, she's going to like you more. You know, so maybe that's where that came from. But I'm curious to see what the personality dynamic is going to be, because I think because of Lindy's background, she's going to be okay with Dungeons and Dragons. She's mm-hmm. going to be okay with him LARPing and doing whatever cosplay that he does. She's going to be okay with that because for her, it's fun. Right. But for him, what's it going to be like when he's trying to do other things that aren't in the nerd category?
But the good thing is, like, and she said that she told him that she's not really into religion like anymore. The way she was brought up and the way her brother and the rest of the family is, right? So at least he doesn't have to worry about that kind of pressure on him in that sense from her. She's branching out. She's gone on her own. And of course, the brother's still trying to draw everybody back in. But they seem pretty open. She seems open to everything that's happening so far and ready for this. So you're right. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and where is the conflict going to be, right?
Yeah.
My conflict was with the wedding guests. Why did they wait till they stuffed their mouths to start clinking glasses? Why wait till they both have their mouths full to start? It's like, come on, man.
Because the producers. Okay, wait for it. Wait for it. Clink your glasses on now. Now. That's why. They just took a bite. Now get it.
Somebody started.
Yeah, because you don't want to like be getting ready to kiss them. You got, you know, barbecue sauce on your lips. You're just, what's that? Oh,
Yeah, exactly. 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 You know, as we move to Stasha and Nate, and I got to say, man, they are really an attractive couple. These two, they look good together. Yeah. They look good. They're showing even in the previews of upcoming episodes that they have this chemistry. You know, it's going to explode at some point. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for that to happen, he almost put his foot in his mouth early on as they're sitting down after the wedding and talking about the age range thing. Because I thought it was interesting when he's like, did you specifically ask for a younger guy? And she was like, no. And then, you know, the whole thing about, what did you ask for?
Yeah.
And he wanted everybody younger than her. And she's like, so I wasn't even in the equation. Nah, you were nowhere in the equation.
Yeah. He thought you'd have been out. But I think kudos to Pastor Troy for telling him, if you want this independent boss lady, who at 27 is doing that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And not to say that there aren't any 27-year-old women.
Stasha probably was.
That are doing that. But I mean, who's 27 right there in San Diego in your geography, in your radius, that fits that category. So it doesn't hurt to go a little bit up, especially if he's mature. So I thought that was good. I didn't get the all the questions. Nate and his boys, you know, so what are y'all going to do? And Stassi and her friends, you know, so are y'all going to have sex? You got to do this? Like, who does that?
There's no way that at any point, any of my groomsmen are going to ask that kind of question. Why? Because the only answer is, that's it. Why are you asking about that? Now, if it's a chick who picked up at the club, yeah, ask all the questions you want. Because that one, we just, you know, knees to your elbows and ankles to your earlobes. That's all that is. But, you know, but you talk about your wife? No, you don't ask those kind of questions. That's none of your goddamn business. And it shouldn't be. You shouldn't even want to know that. You don't want that image in your head.
Yeah, but I mean, if they chose to do it tonight, great. If you don't, great. Now, you've heard me say this since the first time you dragged me into this shit show of a reality show is, why wouldn't you consummate the marriage on night one? No other dudes proposed to you before. This dude did. He didn't even know you.
Right.
So he made the biggest commitment he could make than any guy you've ever dated and any girl you've ever been with. So why not sleep together?
Fact.
Get it over with.
Yeah. No, that's that. And I understand that. But then at the same time, you have to understand this is still a stranger. Why get through this uncomfortable thing? But then again, I mean, that's pretty much what happens at the club. But this is a little different because this is about more than that. This is about longevity.
Okay, at the club, you can hook up and sleep with a stranger. There's no legal binding court documents. There's no process you have to go through to get out of that one night stand. It's just when
and
they
that's
leave.
That's why it's easy.
Hey, this has been great. Pull a Justin. High five. Hey, girl. You know, it's been great. You know, but, you know, whatever. Now, what I can't wait for, because I believe this, I can't wait for it to come out that Nate and Megan has hooked up. Because Megan was super goo-goo-eyed. And did you see Stassi with the, I call him just the black girl eyes, where she's just like, you know, I'm going to choke you in a little bit. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting.
Stassi does not trust Megan at all. Look, she didn't take her eyes off her at all. Even when she was talking to Nate, like, yeah. So, less game nights?
Yeah.
No, she game would nights. Not take oh.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble. Oh, game nights. Oh, hiking at sunsets. Oh, okay. Sure. Well, why
and
are
then
you
Megan
so emotional?
Gets all emotional?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why are you so emotional? I'm just so happy because, you know, he's my friend. And I'm like, Nate, you hit that, didn't you? You had to.
And they just weren't a fit. And she couldn't take him home because he's you know, yeah, he may be mixed, but he's still too mixed for her to take home. So that wasn't going to happen. Because you're not that emotional about somebody you met a year ago. Unless there's a reason for there to be emotion like that.
Yeah, I mean, they could be really close friends. And that's all it ever was. Is that possible? Yes. From what I've seen of Nate, I doubt it. So... it could be they're just platonic friends. He helped her get to know some folks. Totally possible. But yet, I would put my money on at least once.
Put it like this. You and I are no experts on reading women's body language and saying that, or women's emotions to be able to say, like, well, she was emotional because of this. But what we are is men. And we saw how nervous that motherfucker looked when she was sitting there starting to cut up. He like, girl, shut up. You will get us both killed.
You just stop it. And the way that if you think about body language, there's this book called Super Flirt. Highly recommend anybody check it out. But it talks about body language between men and women. And it shows kind of how men, like when we see someone we want, our feet are angled or pointed at that person. So if you go to a bar, there's two girls sitting at the bar. The guy's going to walk up. His feet are pointing to the one that he's interested in. If a girl likes him, she'll turn and open up her seat and face the guy.
Right.
And that shows that she's interested. If she just sits there and she's like, oh, hey, how you doing? My name is Susie. She don't like you. Right, it's a cool book. You learn a lot. I'm watching Megan's body language
too. The open body lane. Yeah.
So I'm watching Megan's body language, and she's just so and looking into Nate. It's not like she. You can tell there's some type of connection there. In my opinion, again, they could have hooked up once, decided, hey, that was weird. Let's just be friends. totally fine, but I think Stassi is going to be very skeptical of Megan. She's going to make Megan one of the mini pies from The Help.
No, this is your pie, Megan.
This is your pie.
Since we're family.
Yes, this is just want to thank you for welcoming me into the family. And, oh, you're going hiking with the sunset? Here, why don't you take this? It's great.
Bean pie, my sister.
Let me spit out my water.
You know, our final couple, Alexis and Justin. And when we saw Alexis walk down the aisle, we knew she was not attracted. But as the night went on, and as she said, when she got to know him, or as I say, when I look at the last part of the episode, when the liquor kicked in.
Yes.
She was toasted. She liked him after there was obviously a sufficient amount of liquor added to the party.
Yeah. And he is like giddy like a schoolgirl. So bless his heart that he is so happy. And but he has like fallen head over heels in an hour. Actually, 30 minutes. Ceremony. He was like, oh, this is it. This is the one. And I'm just like, dude, that's a little too soon. You know, and I like when his friends asked Alexis, like, you know, so are you ready? Is this your ride or die? And she's like, I wouldn't say die. I don't know if I'd do that with form. Yeah, but I just want to see. But she even said, like, I'm going into this. I'm going to put my all into it. But yeah. Justin is just sprung.
Hey, that man is has been celibate for a while.
So, but he's just
so he's like, hella bent to make this work.
He's just a fool. And she was like, well, I'm going to take a shower. That way, if things happen in the middle of the night, you know, I want to be cute.
Hey, you know what? Now, I respect that because she's like, I know he's celibate. Well, celibate is what she said, but I'm just going to correct her. She's like, I know he's been celibate, but just in case he wants to do something, I'm going to make sure I look cute and I'm ready just in case. I like that. I like that. You should be applauding that.
Any guy would. I would love that. Yeah, come to bed looking cute. You can't just your first night. Put in the rollers and the long pajamas. You know, you can't do that on the first night.
The good one. Look, she dropped one of them thighs on him. I don't think he's going to be able to handle it, though, boy. Because she's thinking of a Snicker. And that boy looked like Snoop and Baby Boy coming down the hallway when he got his wife beat on.
Dude, and he's sitting there looking at the camera like, I am hard as hell right now. I was like, what was that group? Was it?
Yeah. I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now.
Right now. He is just a trip. And I'm just like, Justin, slow it down because, you know, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You don't want to.
He's sprinting the first time. Let's be real. He going to sprint the first time. She got the good, and he ain't gonna know what to do with it. But look, you know, so before we get to them in the bedroom and all that, let's go back to the wedding, right? Or the reception. Her girls were riding for her, right? Think about it. When, you know, she asked his guys, and they were like, yeah, well, you know, here's the things to look out for, such and such and such. So he asked her girls, hey, so what are the red flags? They're like, red flags? I guess you'll find out.
Yes, yes. That's the type of friends you want. His friends are like, well, you know, he's sensitive. He won't admit it, but he's really sensitive. I'm like, you never tell someone that.
No.
Don't say let her. I mean, I think she knows.
All she heard was, he's a bitch.
Exactly. He's got a little bitch in him, but, you know, other than that, he's a good dude. You know what I mean? But I love the fact that her girls are like, you know, I'm not telling you anything. And then her sister's like, I just want you to know if she calls, I'm coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is like, oh, shoot.
You know, the thing, though, that I didn't like about her girls is when she was sitting with them and they tried to get a little too much like, well, he's tall, so you think it's long? But he's slim, so it's probably skinny. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? This is your girl. Yo, really?
Ladies, comment. Help us understand why y'all do that. While you have those conversations. Now, here's the difference between guys. And Yanni, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you're going to agree with me. You take Yanni's example of meet someone at the club. I'm going to ask questions. Hey, so how was it? What'd she look like? What was it like? You know, all those kind of things. But if I'm at his wedding, I'm not going to be like, hey, so what do you think? What do you think it's going to be like? I would never do that. This is the person that you're in love with. This is your relationship. The, you know, even if it was somebody that's, you know, this is my girlfriend so-and-so, I'm like, oh man, she fly. What's it like? Is she like, I'm never going
to
do
that. You know who not to do that with. The people your true friends know, don't ask stupid-ass questions like that about somebody you're serious with.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, if girls, like, do you... Because here's my thought. This would be my thing if I was, you know, a woman. I'm not going to tell you all these things because I don't want you to be like, I got to try that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can get a little sample. Oh, she's going out of town on business. Hey, you know, Justin, I know Alexa is going out of town of business. I just thought I'd bring you, I made some chicken. I don't know if you're hungry. I was going to bring some by. That way you don't have to cook.
Yeah. You don't have to choke it.
Yeah. Just, but she just might want to get her a taste, you know? So I just, ladies, help us understand, why do y'all do that to each other and talk about that? And keep in mind, we're realists. We know the producers told them to ask some stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I know women that do this all the time. Not just
on we were in college. We know about roommates.
Yeah. Hey, but I can tell if you like somebody, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I knew. I knew who I could ask about and who I couldn't.
Exactly. And that's their boundaries. And that's the key thing. I thought another funny thing was her mom, put it on your ankle. About the garter, put it on your ankle. I was like, okay, mom don't want to see this part. And I'll be honest, I didn't want to see him trying to slither and then throw himself back like he's an Alvin Ailey dance troupe.
Like he's, I thought he was like a flash dance, like waiting for a bucket of water just to pour. Because that dance was not, and she was playing, she's like, okay, find the beat, baby. Find the beat.
Yeah, that... Yo, when she said that, I'm like, but you know what? She said she would ride. And she did, because she's like, all right, find the beat, find the beat. She didn't laugh at him. She tried to help him out.
He's going to need a lot of help along the way. But I would definitely, like, I find that even if you met someone and y'all been dating for a couple years and you get married, that whole garter thing, you got their grandma there, you got their parents there, you got nieces and nephews. Don't do that nonsense.
Yeah.
You can just go in there and just kind of pull it, hey, hey, you know, but you don't have to do the whole whatever that unmagic mic that he was doing, whatever that was supposed to be. Magic-less I don't know.
Mic. You know, the thing about it is, like, I'm trying to understand the concept of even the garter, right? Because this thing is up in your wife's thigh for a while. You're going to go get it. Cool. If I would ever do this, and we never did this, because we're just like, we ain't doing that nonsense, right? I'm not throwing that one that's been on her thigh to anybody else to grab. Nah, I got an extra one in my pocket. We'll throw this other one. And why? Because I don't need you knowing anything. I don't need you getting any kind of ideas. No.
I've been to many a weddings, and every time they say all the single guys get up, and people try to push me to the front, I'm like, that's fine. And as soon as that garter comes, I'm like in the Matrix. I'm like, ooh. I just totally missed.
You catch it.
Yeah. I ain't catching that. Especially if she has some big thighs. They've been rubbing together. It's all sweaty. No.
Oh, that is Alexis. plot twist. She saw him on Hinge 4 months ago. That's why she was so disappointed when she was going down the aisle.
Isn't that something? You come down the aisle, you're like, oh man, I swiped left on him.
This who they picked? Out of all the people, this who they picked.
And he said, are you sure it's me? She, ain't no other 7-foot black dude in San Diego that's not on the basketball team. So yes, it was you. But I wonder what he had in his profile, because maybe she was like, ooh, he's tall. But then he probably put a bunch of corny stuff in there where she was like, no.
Yeah, probably.
Please don't swipe right at me if you just want to know how big it is, because I'm not just a piece of meat.
Oh, man. You know, it's going to be an interesting season. I'm still waiting for the drama. As they're getting ready to... next week, we get the meeting with the family the morning after. And even watching Alexis and Justin, you saw how close they were getting in the bed, and they were really trying to, you know, look like She's down, obviously, because she said it before. Looks like, you know, he's going to try. You think they're going to do it?
Well, that's the liquor.
True.
That's liquor. So she's just like, yeah, well, why not? If he's ready.
You know, what happens if it's...
it's going to be.
Yeah, but the liquor is there. So is she going to be understanding? Or is she going to be like, that's it?
I would hope she'd be understanding. I mean, it's been a year and a half. Now, whether he's been, you know, doing a lot of self-care or not, it's still, it's going to be pretty quick. You know, so you got to be okay with that. You know, you got to, been on edge
a year and a half,
a long time.
A month and a half, a week and a half. It could have been a day and a half. That boy never had nothing like that. So it didn't matter how long it was. It could have been an hour and a half. He ain't going to survive regardless.
He's going to have him. She's going to have him reaching for stuff that ain't there. It's like, oh, Jesus. Oh, goodness. Oh, girl. Hey, girl. Get it, girl.
High five.
High five.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't forget, we're back next week with another edition as we get ready for episode 4. I'm really excited about that because I think we'll finally be through all the weddings. We'll finally get through Morgan and Ben and be done with the weddings, and let's get moving on to the rest of the stuff. So looking forward to that part of the season, the first quarter of the season coming to a close.
Not excited about it at all. It's painful. Painful.
You are excited. Stop it. Stop lying.
I like making fun of it, but this is just dumb. But this hurt him get through Morgan and Ben's wedding, and they're going to drag that out.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
So, once we get through Morgan and Ben's wedding, are we going to do predictions for the season as to who's going to make it, who's not? Because, and we could almost even do predictions now on the first four as to who's going to consummate. Anybody in these first four you think going to consummate?
I think Justin and Alexis will consummate.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi and Nate won't. Not because Nate doesn't want to. Right. Stassi's gonna want to, but she's gonna try to be like, well, I wanna make sure I look like a lady. You know, but she's not gonna do anything. Lindy, no. I don't think they will. Mitch and Kristen, no either, because I don't think Mitch is all, I got to have, you know, the mental connection. He's not feeling the physical connection. I don't understand why, but he's not feeling that at all. So he's definitely not going to have a mental connection. So
they would if she would just say, hey, you want to take another look at my mom? Here's a picture. Because that's who he's attracted to. He's not attracted to her. He's attracted to her mom.
So you got to put the mom on the headboard, pictures of the mom on the headboard so he can look at the future.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about them on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.